the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have here 8 ways that you know you found your soulmate.
Okay.
What do we think about this? As we go over this, you know, how would you define, Kevin, a soulmate?
Someone that was meant to be with you.
Someone that was meant to be, mm-hmm. designed specifically for you. Mm-hmm. And Katie, do you believe that you can have multiple soulmates?
Yeah, sure. I always think like my grandmother was one of my soulmates.
Sure.
Yeah, my Grandma Rita.
And like friends can be soulmates. Sure. And okay. So as we go over this, don't just think about this from a romantic filter. Number one on here. There is a near instant feeling of closeness. Okay. I would say that that's definitely true.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit of insight. When Katie and I like first met each other, and we mean like first met each other.
Yep.
We were like, I get you.
Yeah, it's true. It actually is true.
And actually, when we first met Kevin, too.
Oh my God, Kevin, that's true.
When we first met you, we were like, this is the energy we need.
Skipped up to us like a little prince.
I don't even think his feet were on the ground.
I don't think they were.
Number two, you care about their opinion and they care about yours.
Definitely.
Okay. Number three, you're okay doing things without each other. Katie just, the smile just ran from Katie's face. I think Katie's okay with her doing things with other people, but she doesn't like it when I do things with other people. Who is that? Where'd you meet them?
It's more just that you don't tell me, that you're just going out and doing stuff.
What do you mean you had lunch?
Right.
Yeah, I had lunch with who? Number four, you can be vulnerable with them.
Yes, for sure.
All right, here we go. Ways you know you found your soulmate. Number five, you're okay with being bored together.
I mean,
do you disagree with that?
I feel like if it's your soulmate, you're not bored together. Like, well, you are satisfied doing boring things together.
Let's say this. If you're like, and you know, I know I said we're take yourself out of the romantic filter for this, but let's put ourselves back in a marriage for this. If you're with your soulmate, don't they say sometimes though that like we can just like scroll on our phones in bed together? I mean, you're scrolling on your phone because you're bored.
I guess.
And I mean, that's not so bad, right?
Right.
Is it's easy to feel like you're clicking when you're doing new and exciting stuff all the time, but the real test is do you enjoy each other's company when you're just doing laundry or just sitting around?
Yes.
Number six, you fight fair.
Ooh, always.
You think that's a good one?
I think it certainly should be. It
says even the best relationships have conflict. The key is how you fight. Are you blaming each other and trying to win every argument? Or are you fighting but still on the same team?
I feel like I am, when we fight.
Who are you talking about?
Us. Okay. The three of us. Winning, and like, I always think, like, if we're fighting, we've both already lost. There's nobody is winning in this. I think you and I have had this discussion during a fight. If I'm in a fight, I never feel like I've won anything. But, like, all I want to do is, like, be understood. I don't need to be right.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. There have been times where I feel like things aren't fair, though, in our fights. Like, I feel, but that just depends on your definition of fairness. In my honesty, it's whenever you call up evidence from the past and I just can't remember stuff. It's like, no, we're talking about right now. This just happened yesterday. Right now, I said.
I definitely feel like sometimes I'm supposed to apologize because I remembered something.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number seven, there's two left on ways you know that you've found your soulmate. They're affectionate.
Yeah.
That includes physical touch.
Kevin won't let us physically touch. No.
Don't touch me.
Kevin, I wish you'd let us touch you.
I just don't like being touched, but I feel the love.
Okay.
It also means a random compliment out of nowhere. Katie's very good at that.
Oh.
Me too.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Kevin is pretty good at that. If that stuff feels like it happens by default, you might have found your person. Last one on here for ways you know you found your soulmate, you describe your relationship as easy. You've heard people say long-term relationships are hard work, and they are, but it shouldn't feel like that always. If your relationship seems easy in general, it's a very good sign. I mean, how many times have listeners come up to us and said, God, it just seems like you guys... In fact, you know what? People think that our relationship is so easy that we have managers that we've worked for and currently work for that think we don't work at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, actually.